and your back to become even dumber. It's time to really work on dumbing you down. Now, what this is about is intellectual starvation. This file will train you to avoid all smart media and enjoy really stupid entertainment. And what's going to happen is very subtle. You won't even really notice it at first. It will take you a long time until you notice, because this is what's going to happen. Every time that you consume smart media, be it reading a book, anything else but real stupid entertainment, or if you read or watch or listen to news, or reading up anything, anytime you consume any media which helps you to learn, teaches you something new, or any news or something like that, you will feel a slight aversive stimulus. In fact, you will feel a few aversive stimuli, but all very subtle, very smooth. It's not like you turn on the news and you feel a big electric shock or something like that, but just the slightest feeling of vertigo, the slightest sickness or queasiness, the slightest pressure in your head. Nothing you really notice consciously, but nevertheless, it's insufficient aversive stimuli for your subconscious mind. So your subconscious mind will be conditioned to avoid this kind of media. You won't really notice it at first. It's not like you will develop an aversion against this kind of media. It's just your subconscious mind will take care that the frequency in which you consume this kind of media will get lower and lower and lower. Slowly, very slowly. As I said, you won't notice it. The only way you will notice it is when you look back after a while and notice. And only then you will realize how much your media consumption has changed, how much your taste has changed. And, of course, the whole thing works the other way around. Every time you enjoy something really stupid, some really stupid media, you watch a soap opera or a reality show or something like that, or a really stupid show, or read some really stupid boulevard news or something like that, it will feel good. It will feel a slight flow of arousal stimulating you. Again, it will not be as if you're suddenly completely horny, but just a slight subconscious flow of arousal softly stimulating you and giving your mind a positive stimuli, conditioning you to increase the frequency which you consume this kind of media. So, what's going to happen is your taste will change ever so slowly. It will all happen without your notice or without your decision. Your subconscious will take care of it and you can't help it. And even if you're trying to help it, even if you consciously think about it, it will make no difference. Okay, for example, you try to watch the news and you feel inside yourself and wonder, do I really feel the aversive stimuli? Is it really there? Can I really feel it? And it doesn't really matter, because just the uncertainty, the slight tinge of fear you have where you feel inside yourself, will present its own aversive stimuli. So in a way, even if you think about it, and even if you're trying to actually control it, you just help the process along. So it doesn't really matter. If you don't think about it, it will happen. If you think about it, even if you try to fight it, it will happen even faster. It's the same with the pleasure trigger. You look something totally stupid, or you read some really stupid boulevard, and you think, do I really feel it? Is there really this slight trickle of pleasure I feel? And it doesn't really matter, because you think about it and it kind of gets you excited at the same time. And still, no matter what you do, it either happens without you thinking about it, or you think about it and you just help it along. So the thing is, over the next weeks, your taste in the media you consume will continue to change slowly. Too slowly for you to really realize. Except when you look back and say, oh wow, do I have changed that much? But of course, until you realize it, you're kind of addicted to this fire, because this fire again makes your mind melt, makes all your thoughts melt away and dribble out of your ears while you're filled with pleasure and lust. So of course you will be addicted to this fire again and listen again and again and again. And then the changes will happen and you will avoid smart media, anything you learn. You will avoid any mental stimulation. You will starve your mind. You will intellectually starve your mind. And of course your intellectual capabilities will slowly wither away. And you won't really realize at first. But the moment will come when you realize it. And you will know that you've got the next step in the way to total stupidity, to becoming really dumb. By taking away all stimulation for your intellect, by slowly starving your intellect, letting your mental capacities slowly rot away, just consuming stupid media, stupid things, and letting your intellect wither away. Oh yeah, you want this, you crave this, you need this. Can you feel how just me talking about it turns you on? How much lust and arousal it pumps into your hazed mind? Yeah, even in your confused mind, you really crave it, you want it. It turns you so on, it makes you so hard. And you need to keep listening to this file. You want to starve your mind away. You really want it. So keep listening and keep playing with yourself and keep listening to this loop again and again and again and again till you're really dumb.